budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for money control.
An investment in knowledge pays the best interest, said Benjamin Franklin. We're just a few days away from the Modi government's 2018 budget, and guess what? The expectations of the education sector are also mounting. And will Finance Minister Arun Jaitley make the best investment to get the best interest? This is what we'll find out on this installment of our ongoing series where we discuss the expectations of various sectors and industries as we lead up to the budget. This is Budget Expectations on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Commerce associations in India are recommending enhancing the outlay for the education sector along with greater tax relief for higher education under GST. Budget 2018 will be the first one after the implementation of that great big thing that we saw in 2017, that is the GST. This is the first one, and commerce bodies have said that the time is now ripe for correcting the distortions that have happened as a result of many, many repeated amendments to service tax for the education sector. The most recent amendment in this area was not too long ago. It was in fact in March 2017, when the sector was denied tax relief for listed services for higher educational institutions. The associations also say that this needs to be withdrawn as it represents a discrimination against institutions of higher education like universities. The chamber also went on to say that there wasn't enough clarification available for the sudden disruption in the parity of higher educational institutions, universities, research institutions with higher secondary schools with regard to the limited tax exemption made available to primary school upward to higher secondary school. Another concern that the education sector has, which has been highlighted, is that many higher education institutions and very many private universities which were established after legislative modifications in the center and the states in the last decade are now facing really serious financial problems due to large capital requirements and non-availability of concessional finance. So after the modifications were made by the center and the state, there are many of these institutions which haven't received kind of concessional finance that was promised, and that is something that they hope Finance Minister will address during this upcoming budget. Will these expectations be met? Well, we are here to find out, and hopefully you are there to listen to us right here on Money Control. Stay with us on Money Control as we bring to you the budget expectations from various different sectors in the lead up to the Union Budget of 2018-2019.
Budget Expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.